Welcome back, everybody. This is Scott Patton and Martin Patella with the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and the planet. How are you doing today, Martin?
It's another great day, Scott.
Excellent, excellent. And we've had a number of people asking about how Life Enthusiast Co-op started. And since we're really in the beginnings of doing our podcast, I thought that a little bit of the history and the values that the company is and the co-op is based on would be really good information for all our listeners.
I'd love to review that. The original Life Enthusiast Co-op started in 1989, July 4th, 1989. Javari Oberon launched the Life Enthusiast Co-op with his first and only product, Exela. He evolved the Exela over several years. We went through several products, first Exela 50, then Advancium, Gold, Premium, Ultima, and Iridesa. All of these products came over the space of about 7 years between 1989 and 1996. Javari launched the original company as a network marketing company, thinking that because he wasn't capitalized all that well and didn't have a huge advertising budget, he could get going that way. And it was an organic movement. Enthusiasts, honestly.
Right. That's where the name came from.
That's correct. So anyway, the company did really well. At its peak, at about mid-1993, it was doing about $500,000 a month, had 72 employees, was shipping huge quantities of this great superfood.
Wow.
About that time, FDA was given a mandate to raid all kinds of successful natural foods businesses. Dr. Jonathan Wright was one of the people. His Tahoma clinic, just north of where Life Enthusiast Co-op's offices were, was raided, as was ours. And they went looking for something that we did wrong to shut us down. And they actually did find a technicality, if you can believe it. We used some government research on a particular brochure that was an illegal use, or at least not a correct use, of government-produced information to promote a product. So that's what led to the cease and desist order to stop selling those products.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, we actually have it written up in greater detail on our website in the company history pages. Yeah, it was quite sad because the network marketers, the big guns that we had at that point, just bailed. They left and moved on. And so the company just went into a downward spiral, so to speak. And over the next 4 or 5 years, it just simply crashed. It just went out of business. And it was quite sad because we had a lot of people who were very committed to the products. I mean, the products are really unique. Anyway, these days, I get at least one or two calls a week when somebody calls up and says, I Googled Exela, I found you. I am so excited. I have been all over the world looking for something at least comparable to what you guys were making then. I cannot find it. How is that possible that your product's so much better? I only chuckle because I know. Anyway, the main reason really is how we produce it. It's the utmost care and attention to detail. We preserve all of the nutrients in the process of milling, and we micronize it to a very fine size so that your digestive system can get at all of the nutrients that are contained in the ingredients we use. And the second part of the secret is that the ingredients we use is top-notch, high-class, high-end stuff.
So how do you find those products?
Well, this is all Javari's work. He's been at it since the mid-70s. He's had quite the ordeal. Actually, most of the Life Enthusiast Co-op staff has had one or another health problem. Javari's was a severe toxicity. He got toxic in his farm work. As a young lad, he was spreading on pesticide and herbicide and carrying aluminum pipes for irrigation. And he was very toxic, and he became extremely allergic. To the point of he was essentially sitting in his room praying to God, saying, either give me a solution or take me out of here. I don't want any more of this. And actually, he got his answer. He was given the formula, you know, in some kind of a dream state. He was given the basics of how to formulate the superfood. And within 12 days of having started taking his formula, he became allergy-free. That was the major breakthrough, and that's what he launched the company on. The products actually help the immune system to restore its proper function. stop attacking itself.
That's kind of sounds a bit like being at peace with yourself.
Yes, I think so. But this has to do with the cellular function. When your body is toxic, the immune system it gets very confused and attacks not only the invaders, it attacks itself. And that's what leads to these horrendous allergy problems. In fact, allergies are on the rise. They are becoming so common, so prevalent, you know, even with children, that it's just so common. And you see the advertisements on television and radio for antihistamines. People just think that's common, but it shouldn't be like
so. The Excella really revolutionized his life, and I assume your life as well, Martin.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I was I was one of the Excella customers since early 1990s, and it helped me tremendously. I was, yeah, my story's on the website as well. I got poisoned with mercury through a dental amalgam, 12 fillings that probably well-meaning dentist installed in my mouth. So my body was falling apart terribly, and I was suffering with horrendous allergies as well. And Excella helped me in a phenomenal way. So there we were in the 1990s, just going great guns, and then all of a sudden stopped half step. So when I came back to the health and wellness business, this time with the internet in my back pocket in 2001, I contacted Javari and I said, wouldn't it be nice if we started this company again? And he agreed wholeheartedly. So we've been working for 5 years now, slowly building it to a more respectable stage where we can actually afford to make larger quantities of the products. And we have started redeveloping, redesigning, updating the products. So instead of 1989 models, we now are putting out 2006 models with the additional, how many years has it been? 17 years of experience. So, for instance, we're just releasing the Excella Premium. Javari says, if I knew then what I know now, that's what I would have made. So the Excella Premium is out, and it's well-liked and loved. And this week, just this week, we have released, or re-released, I should say, Strataflora, product that's designed to restore the bowel function.
Tell us a little bit about, because I've heard about the flora in the bowel and everything else and how important it is, but I don't really understand it.
Well, it's quite complicated, but here's how it goes. In your intestine, you have about as much in bacteria and other creatures. If you lay your arm across your belly, you know, from your hand all the way to your elbow, the weight and the volume, that would be about the size of the creatures that are living in your intestines.
Wow. And we're on our own planet for these people, these creatures, I guess.
Yeah, that's an excellent metaphor. And anyway, these creatures are supposed to be in certain ratios. You know, it's the beneficial flora and the right guys versus the wrong guys.
Right.
And the wrong guys, the intestinal flora, is supposed to manage the extraction of nutrients from all the food that's coming through. But it can be damaged. And much like in a forest that is damaged by drought or by chemical acid rain or who knows what else, environmental influences, the flora can get damaged and start to be dysfunctional. And it's called dysbiosis. Okay. And when you get dysbiosis, the bowel movements become irregular. You either get constipation, chronic constipation, or you get chronic diarrhea, depending on which way the damage goes. And the damage, you know, chlorinated water itself, just drinking chlorinated water, is huge trouble. Imagine the chlorine that's added to your drinking water is added there to kill bacteria.
Right.
Well, guess what? When you drink it, it's killing the bacteria inside of you.
And it doesn't tell the difference between the good ones and the bad ones.
The sad thing is that the good guys are more fragile than the bad guys. So the good guys die first. The second thing that's really damaging to this is antibiotic. When you're prescribed antibiotics, it's a surefire way to kill off the intestinal flora. Now, you're told to repopulate it with yogurt or some other cultured milk products, but that often is not sufficient to actually put it back together. And it's very common for people to start getting yeast infections. Overgrowth of yeast is a sure sign of dysfunctional intestinal flora. And so anyway, so the symptoms are far and wide, but they all start with irregular, not properly functioning intestinal action. If you don't have one or two, and preferably three, bowel movements every day that are soft and easy to go out, then you have a problem.
So everyone listening,
okay,
how many times do you go? We all, I probably have a problem.
Yeah, it should be something like this. You should be going in, sitting down, and within one or two breaths, you should have something easy leaving you, and that's it. Boom, boom, you're out of there.
If it's hard, then you've got a problem.
Yeah, if it's hard, you have a hydration problem, and you have intestinal flora problem. And if it's diarrhea, you have a different kind of problem, but it could also be corrected with this.
Right. And I guess, you know, it some people could say, ooh, that's a little gross and everything else. But really, this is a good way for you to tell how your body's working. Like, we're getting feedback two or three times a day, if not, you know, more or less, on how our body is working. And if that part's not working, then it's just like you've got this sewer system in your body that's poisoning you.
Yes, yes, yes. If it's moving too slowly, what you have is a buildup of the mucous tissues on the intestinal walls, and it's just sitting there, sometimes for years. People find it hard to believe, but here's an example for you. When John Wayne, the famous actor John Wayne, died, in his autopsy, they found 60 pounds of stuff in his bowel.
Oh.
60 pounds. So if you see men, typically men, because it's showing in men, with this big protruding belly.
It doesn't mean it's necessarily all fat.
Oh, no. No, most of it, especially if it's hard, is the large intestine, just loaded with stuff.
Now, I'm not going to look at big guys the same ever again.
It's sad. So anyway, I just want to repeat, if you're drinking chlorinated water, you're killing your good flora every day. If you're taking antibiotics, you definitely have to restore and repopulate. And there are all kinds of products on the market, of course. You know, anybody who's been to a health food store knows that there are lactobacillus and bifidus and some other useful, wonderful products on the market. The cheaper products provide the microbes that are not self-colonizing. That's an important word. Self-colonizing ones will, when you start them, they will actually keep growing on their own. Whereas the supplements that are not that way, you would have to supplement them for the rest of your life in order to keep it going like that. And there are products on the market like that.
Right.
Well, anyway, so here we have this relaunch of Strataflora. What we're telling people is, if you haven't had your bowel restored, take one bottle and consume it in about a month, and you'll see the difference. And then after that, you can go on maintenance. You know, one bottle will last you maybe 3 or 4 months.
You know, that's really a very simple, easy way to solve a major problem that people have, right? Because when you're looking at health, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've got no energy, or my body aches, or I've got pain, and these are all symptoms of not getting the proper nutrients into your body. And the first part of doing that is by having we need those good bacteria and the good things in our
it's flora, fauna.
We need that plant life.
Yeah,
right?
The plant life.
Growing in our stomach so that it can do the breakdowns that it has to do so that we can get the stuff that we need out of it.
That's right.
And so, you know, take 30 days and try the Strataflora and see if you don't see a huge difference. Because I haven't taken that one, but I'm on some of the Exalit products now, and I'm starting to feel much more energetic, much better than I did before. And I always felt looked after myself and felt good, but it's just kind of going to the next level.
Yeah, that's exactly the point, Scott. When you start taking top quality ingredients, it's sort of like putting high octane fuel in your car. You know, you didn't think it was running too badly, but then you put the good stuff in it and you say, hoo-hoo, I didn't know I had this extra power.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, there you have it. Bowel health management through probiotics.
That's right. Great. Well, this seems like a good place to wrap up this podcast, Martin. And maybe before we go, what can people expect in our next one?
Oh, I'd love to talk some more about the Exalus superfoods. I'd like to tell you about after you'll be able to take most of the nutrients coming into your body through perfect digestion, I want to tell you what you can actually get when you start feeding with the high-octane fuel.
Excellent. All right. So that's what's coming up next time. More on superfoods and high-octane fuel for your body. I like it. We appreciate you taking your time out of your busy day to spend it with us. If you've got any questions, please head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. Leave the questions there or some comments, other issues that you'd like us to deal with in future podcasts. And if you're interested in finding out more about Strataflora and some of the other Excella products, head over to life-enthusiast.com. You'll get lots of information about all the different products that Martin and the Life Enthusiast Co-op talk about. Until next time, this is Scott Patton and Martin Patella bringing vitality to you and the planet.